Welcome back to the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Today I'm here with two guests who are here to talk about mental health. So could you introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
So my name is Sabrina Matheny, and I'm the Director of Youth and Family Services at the Human Development Center, and I oversee HDC's outpatient clinic in Two Harbors.
And I'm Lisa Hansen. I'm the Director of Lake County Health and Human Services.
So it's Mental Health Awareness Month this month, which is May. So could you tell us what good mental health looks like?
Well, I think everyone has mental health, right? And good mental health could be thought of as really having the resilience and the coping skills to deal with life stressors and challenges that arise in everyone's life while still fully participating in activities that people want to do and being able to experience then a full range of emotions in doing those things.
So what are some warning signs of someone that could be having some more serious issues with mental health?
Well, I think that it's sometimes hard for other people to pick out, and I think there's a lot of mental health, depression and anxiety that in some ways sneak up on people. But I think really when people are struggling and finding it more difficult to do activities that they have normally done, whether that's go to school or work, exercise, hang out with friends. So when those things are just seeming harder and harder, when it feels like sadness or worry is a part of every day, and it may be difficult to experience any sort of positive emotion.
So what can people do to maintain their own good mental health?
So there's a number of strategies, and I think of them in categories, and it's a good idea that everyone think about what works for them in different categories. So there's the physical health stuff that we know, so taking care of any medical issues, but also eating right, exercising, getting good sleep. We are social creatures, so being able to engage with other people in some capacity, whether that's at work or school or athletic activities or church or wherever that may be, that doing something that seems greater than oneself, so that may be volunteering, helping people, but again, it kind of comes back to that social connection. Having a spiritual belief system we know supports resilience, and engaging in leisure activities. What are things that bring people joy?
So, Lisa, what are some of the services that people can go to in Lake County if they're having any issues with mental health?
So we've got a number of providers that we work with here right in Lake County, and there are also a number of providers in Duluth if people don't want to go local. But we have Ascend Services, who has staff in Two Harbors and also up in Silver Bay on occasion. We have Christine Oliver Kneebone, who is at Agate Bay Professional Suites. And then we have the Human Development Center that Sabrina works with, and they provide a whole continuum of services in Lake County, and she can tell you more about the specifics of the services they provide. In addition, we have mobile crisis teams. That's part of what HDC does. So anybody who's experiencing a mental health crisis or who has a friend or family member that's experiencing a mental health crisis, they can call the Let's Talk number and get connected with somebody 24 hours a day that can connect them with resources or someone to come out and do an assessment and see if further services are necessary immediately.
So what is the Let's Talk number?
The Let's Talk number is 844-772-4724 or the local number 218-623-1800, and that is answered at the Birch Tree Center, which is a crisis stabilization facility in Duluth.
So what would people expect if they call that number?
They would expect to have a brief phone assessment to determine what the issues are, and if it was determined that a face-to-face assessment was warranted, they would then connect the person with HDC staff, who would arrange to meet them as close to their home as possible, conduct a face-to-face assessment, and determine from there what's necessary to get them the help that they need.
And I remember talking earlier about some of the facilities locally that are helpful with socialization. What were those again?
Well, right here in town, we've got the Waterfront Center, which is a drop-in center for people who want to be able to socialize with others. And then there's also another clubhouse up in Ely called the Northern Lights Clubhouse. Same thing, people with mental health challenges can come in and participate in activities and, you know, have a snack, visit with other people, that kind of thing.
When are those facilities open?
The Waterfront Center here in Two Harbors is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. And the Northern Lights Clubhouse is at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Ely, and that is open Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And we talked a little bit about another service, which is where you can connect with a mental health provider over an iPad, and so you wouldn't have to go to anywhere to talk about it. So could you talk about that?
Yeah, that's a pilot program that we've started in Lake County. And so people do initially need to come to the office for an initial appointment. But then if they have transportation difficulties or, you know, things that make it difficult for them to come to the office, they live a long ways away from town. They're students who have been receiving mental health services in school and now they're, you know, they'll be home for the summer. They're all candidates for this program. And so then people have an iPad for the duration of their treatment. It's kind of really locked down to a video link that can connect them to the therapist that they saw originally or will be seeing on an ongoing basis.
And are there any ways people can kind of check in on themselves or go somewhere where they can get checked on for mental health?
So I think, you know, we can ask ourselves the question about how am I doing compared to however many months ago, what's happening in my life. And I think that as we look at trying to reduce the stigma of mental health, we can use the analogy of physical health issues. So, you know, if I sprain my ankle at some point, I may want to, you know, go to a doctor and say, like, is this a problem? Is it going to get better on its own? Or do I need a referral for physical therapy? And so people can certainly schedule appointments with mental health providers to say, here's what's going on, and you know, I think I'm doing well, or I'm not sure if this is a problem. I've had trouble sleeping lately, not really sure what's going on. And so that self-check could be kind of like, I don't know if this is a problem. I'm going to go to someone who specializes in mental health to get their input, kind of that neutral party, about is this something that may get better on its own, or is this something that I could benefit from some more intensive services.
And is there anything else you guys want to touch on?
I just want people to know that if they're unsure where to go for help and they're having mental health issues or having someone in their family who's experiencing a mental health issue, they can certainly call our office as well at 834-8400. And we've got staff that can help connect them with an appropriate provider. And we do have an electronic directory of services, which is on our web page, that includes a section for mental health that gives additional information about our local providers and also providers throughout the region. Also listed on there are a number of crisis lines that people can call.
And what's your web page again then?
Our web page is just the Lake County, Minnesota web page. And
okay.
It's right now it's under Health and Human Services.
Okay. And could you tell us the Let's Talk number again, just for anyone who might need it?
Sure. The Let's Talk number is 844-722-4724 or 218-623-1800.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Sabrina, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the high school show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.